The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studios. Welcome. Somebody texted me yesterday. I didn't say welcome at the beginning of the show yesterday, and they were disappointed.
Well, and it feels good when you welcome people.
Well, I know, but yesterday we had so much news, and we have quite a bit today. But yesterday I was just too eager to dive right into the news, so I didn't say welcome.
Yeah, and there are days like that.
Yeah, so welcome to the Big Show. We are glad that you are with us this afternoon, and we do have another very busy news day to talk about, including at 12:30, our listener reached out to me. She dropped us a package and her keys in the parking lot at Northgate.
Uh-huh.
Right near, in Northgate, you know, it's where that huge homeless encampment was, where they did the sweep 2 days ago.
Right.
But the homelessness problem has certainly, it's all over.
It is all over.
Mall parking lot there. So Northgate's become, you know, they've had to step up security big time. She was reaching down to pick up her keys and a package that she had dropped. And she gets poked by a used needle.
Oh, no.
And now she is awaiting. She went to Harborview.
Get all those tests.
And now she's waiting to find out if she's been infected by Hep C or HIV. Can you imagine that? So she's going to come on and tell us her story at 12:30 this afternoon. But what a nightmare. And I've had a little experience waiting for medical test results. It's just, it's very unnerving.
Oh, absolutely.
Anytime there's uncertainty. And if the test result you are awaiting is going to be something that is, you know, just turns your life upside down. So we'll talk to this woman, hear her story. She's pretty angry. She's pretty frustrated with the city right now, which dovetails well with our top story in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I told you so.
Remember when Starbucks made the announcement? Because back in Philadelphia, there were some guys and a Starbucks manager said, hey, you guys aren't ordering anything. We're going to ask you to lay. And Starbucks, those guys were African-American. Starbucks' reaction was one that I predicted would have some dire consequences for the company. They said, no. Anybody can come and sit at a Starbucks as long as they want, and they don't have to buy anything. And I said, well, we know where all the drug vagrants are going to go now. If they want to get in from the elements, they're going to go to Starbucks. Well, I told you so. Several Starbucks locations in the Seattle area say they're going to be installing safe needle deposit boxes in the store bathrooms after thousands of workers at Starbucks have signed a petition calling on the coffee mega chain to protect its employees. They had 4,000 signatures at coworker.org signed this petition. And they said in the petition, exposure to HIV, AIDS, Hep C, Hep B, etc. is a risk in Seattle where there is a heroin Hep C crisis. Employees risk getting poked and do get poked even when following protocol of using gloves and tongs to dispose of used needles left in the bathrooms, tampon disposal boxes, and diaper changing stations. I mean, what a special brand of evil that is. That some of the drug vagrants are leaving used needles on baby diaper changing stations in the Starbucks. They say in the petition, employees have to pay out of pocket for treatment if poked before being reimbursed until Starbucks company insurance kicks in. And they say they have to dispose of hypodermic needles left behind by drug users every single day in Seattle Starbucks locations. And again, this is as predictable as could be, that you take a policy that says anybody can come and hang out as long as they want without buying anything. And you combine that with a region that has the drug vagrancy crisis that we have here in our region. Of course it's going to put employees at risk. But this is the time we are in where political correctness, and this all stemmed from some guys got kicked out of a Starbucks and then they were threatening to sue. And the reaction, or I would say overreaction, by Starbucks was some of that now puts their employees in danger. Channel 7, our news partners at Cairo TV, they talked with a Starbucks employee.
You will find needles almost daily, if not daily. My number one concern was Hep C.
Yeah, and that's what they're dealing with. They just want to do their job and go home. But we have to deal, whether it's a listener who's just trying to go to Northgate, whether it's an employee at Starbucks. Again, this is a complete failure of our local politicians who have made this the drug attractant in the nation. Next up in the big lead.
The big lead, big local.
And then you have stories like this that are an extension of the drug crisis around here. Up in Everett, up in Snohomish County, a woman and two men have been arrested because they picked up a 46-year-old guy and tied him to a tree, a homeless man, tied him to a tree, and then left him to die of exposure up there. The guy was 46 years old, Michael Boone, and he met this homeless woman. She kissed him, and they don't know if she was why she was trying to lure him in, attract him, do this to him. But the guy ends up, she and two accomplices take off his clothes, tie him to a tree, and leave him. You know how cold our winter nights have been the last few weeks? And they literally left him to die, which he did. It's quite the zoo that we have around here right now. And it's all an extension of this drug crisis. The Everett Police Department arrested the three drug vagrants yesterday. The woman was 33 years old. They said that they found the body of the victim near an office building and cemetery. The cause of death was exposure and hypothermia. He died on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. His body was discovered last Friday. And again, I just read that she was homeless, he was homeless, she kissed him, and she, two accomplices, end up taking off his clothes and tying him to a tree so he can die a torturous death. And that would be. This is, now, Snohomish County, where they, to great ballyhoo, came on my show last year, the prosecutors, and said, we're not going to prosecute any drugs, personal possession amounts, heroin or meth or anything. Sent out the message that Snohomish County is a welcoming place if you are a drug addict. And these are kinds of horrific crimes that come with our failure of leadership around here. Next up in the big lead.
The big lead, bizarro world.
I'll tell you one person that I have not heard do anything for this region since she got elected to Congress. And that's Pramila Jayapal. And she was talking about the border wall. She's a member of Congress now from Seattle. And she's just so full of garbage. She did an interview on MSNBC. And of course, if you are a guest on MSNBC, you have to be hating the president and opposing anything the president wants. And if what the president wants makes America safer, well, you got to not like America and want to keep it unsafe. So here's what Pramila Jayapal said on MSNBC about the president and his policies.
It is fundamentally existential if he continues to insist on a wall. And, you know, you just said it so beautifully, Chris. This has never been about a wall. He actually could have gotten funding a couple of years ago or a year ago for a wall. It was part of a deal that was proposed. Not all of us agreed with that deal, but it was proposed to him and he turned it down because his ultimate goal is, as you said, to make America pure in the sense of not having immigrants, not having folks of color here, and shutting down every form of legal immigration, all to throw a bone to those people.
Okay, what does that even mean? That he wants to make America pure, he wants to shut down all legal immigration. The president has never, okay, when the Dems accuse Trump of lying, they shouldn't be even bigger liars. I pointed out yesterday when President Trump said, I never said Mexico would write a check for the wall, but he certainly implied that. And everybody, oh, Trump's a liar. Well, Pramila Jayapal is far, far more of a liar than Donald Trump. Let me play just the end of that clip one more time.
Because his ultimate goal is, as you said, to make America pure in the sense of not having immigrants, not having folks of color here, and shutting down every form of legal immigration, all to throw a bone to those people.
Pramila Jayapal, give me one example of how Donald Trump has tried to shut down all forms of legal immigration. We legally allow 1 million people a year to immigrate into the United States. They need to come through legal ports of entry to do so. They need to go through a process. But Donald Trump has never once said he would like to shut down all forms of legal immigration. And those dogs on MSNBC, we should instantly fact check the president's speech. Why didn't the host instantly fact check the lying congresswoman from Seattle, Pramila Jayapal? I'll say one other thing about her. So she's saying that Trump wants to make America pure without people of color, saying that he's a racist, that canard that the left screams every chance it gets. Let me say of Pramila Jayapal, I have never once, and I've known her, I had her back on the show when she was a state rep, I have never once heard her talk about anything other than immigration issues and issues that, you know, affect people of color. Should I assume that she is a racist who hates all white people? No, because I don't play the games that the left plays where I disagree with you, so I'm going to call you a racist. You want to keep out all people of color. You want to shut down all legal immigration. And again, where is the Seattle media that fact-checks Donald Trump, that points out when he does lie? And he does. Where are they on the congresswoman from Seattle? You'd think it would be up to the Seattle media to be a watchdog of local politicians more than national. But Pramila Jayapal is just a liar. But I'm not going to play her game. I'm not going to say that because the only issues I've ever heard her talk about are immigration, illegals, and assume that she hates white people and is a racist against white people. I'm not going to do that. That's the game she plays. That's the game that the left plays. We'll call everybody a racist, and people will be so scared to be called a racist that they will just become like us. They'll start thinking like us. They'll start doing our bidding because it's so poisonous, so radioactive to be called a racist. So we'll call everyone a racist. And then everyone will think like us. Well, no, I'm not going to start being a liar like Pramila Jayapal. Here, one more time. I can't get enough of this. I can't. Exposing absolute local congressional liars. I love doing stuff like this.
Because his ultimate goal is, as you said, to make America pure in the sense of not having immigrants, not having folks of color here, and shutting down every form of legal immigration, all to throw a bone to those people.
To those people. Well, what do you mean by those people? Oh, no, she's a liberal. So she can use all of the phrases that if she heard somebody else use, she would decry. Next up in the big lead.
The big lead. Top trending.
Oh, for crying out loud. Now we found out how the richest man in the world had his text messages leaked to the National Enquirer. So the woman that Jeff Bezos was having the affair with, Lauren Sanchez, host of So You Think You Can Dance and a L.A. television personality. So the Enquirer had some quotes of the text messages between Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. They've released more since I got off the air yesterday. He sent a photograph of his private part to her.
Well, I'm sure his face is not included in that. So honestly, we don't know if they were his, right?
No.
I mean, they're being said. It's being said that it's his. But I just want to think that he's not that dumb.
It's claimed that Jeff Bezos sent naked pictures of his ripped body to his lover. In addition to the shirtless photographs, he's also said to have sent Sanchez an unsparing photograph of his genitals and sexts, which were too graphic for the National Enquirer to publish. But the way that they got it, and you kind of called this yesterday, Nicole.
Everybody has a price.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Something
so
to be proud of.
Apparently, Lauren Sanchez forwarded Bezos text messages to a friend of hers, and the friend sold them to the National Enquirer.
And that's why I have a hard time with the pictures. Why would you forward those to a friend?
Why would you send those to Jeff Bezos?
I know, like maybe brag about the nice things he's saying about you, but the pictures?
Yeah.
What?
It's
mind-boggling.
He's got to dump her now, right?
If
she's so stupid that she forwarded his text messages to somebody who sold them to the Enquirer.
How do you trust that person?
Yeah.
I get it.
She was just so thrilled to be sexing up the richest man in the world that she had to forward that to a friend. It's just, you know what?
It's crazy.
I think one of these days, sex is going to start getting mankind in trouble. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Keep that sound bite, because I predict that one day in our lifetime, sex is going to start getting people in trouble. I know it's a bold statement, but that's what I get paid to proclaim. And that is our big lead for today.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
She just wanted to run an errand at the Northgate Mall. She didn't know that it was going to end up getting poked by a used hypodermic needle. And now, waiting to get the results. We're going to talk to the listener who this happened to right after Ursula's News here on the Dory Monson Show. We've talked so many times in so many ways about how the drug vagrant crisis affects people's lives throughout our region. I got an email yesterday from listener Jennifer, who wanted to comment on her experience, but I'm going to let her help tell the story. So Jennifer joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Jennifer, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
So tell me what happened to you that led to you reaching out to me.
Well, I live in the Broadview neighborhood, a nice neighborhood. And I was doing some shopping, you know, just returning some things at the Northgate Mall, which has kind of been overrun by many homeless people because there's a huge encampment right there at the off-ramp to Northgate.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of the crime and drug addicts, they've sort of moved to the mall and there's much more security now. But it affected me the other day when I was shopping and I was just kind of walking to my car. I dropped a few things and went down to grab my keys and my bag, and I felt something poke my hand, my left hand. And I picked up my bags, and I looked, and there I see a used syringe.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I was really shocked. I have a lot of friends who are nurses, so I do have a first aid kit in my car. I cleaned it really well. It was bleeding. It was just a poke, and I cleaned it with hydrogen peroxide, bandaged it up, and then I headed straight to Harborview to get tested.
Okay, but before we get to the testing, so what in the world goes through your mind when you realize you've just been poked by a used needle?
Well, the first thing that went through my mind is, oh my gosh, you know, hepatitis C, because I know that's a big thing that's you know, that's transmitted through used needles,
yes.
And then of course HIV AIDS. So I'm a pretty calm person. I didn't freak out. I kind of internally freaked out, but, you know, I knew the right steps to take immediately. And, of course, I was angry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you get down to Harborview, and they have to test you?
Yeah, so I actually, my doctor, I've got his direct number. I phoned him, and he says, yes, get in right away, and we can test you. So right away they can do an AIDS test immediately, and that tested negative, but sometimes it does test negative, and I will have to wait 3 more months to see, because it can be dormant, I guess, in your system. And then with the Hep C, I'll need to wait another week or so. But they drew many, many vials of blood to test various things that could have infected me from this used needle.
So you're waiting a week for the Hep C test. You're going to have to get retested for the HIV in a few months. I know you said in your email to me, this has been a nightmare. How much of a nightmare is this?
Well, you know, it's just a nightmare not knowing. It's a nightmare thinking, oh, you know, you go through all the scenarios. If I did contract HIV, and, you know, what's life going to be like? But I, you know, like I said, I'm a pretty calm person. I'm trying not to future trip too much. When it's such a long wait, you know, you do kind of freak out a little bit, and it is very concerning, and it's been on my mind, and, you know, really hard to remain calm and, you know, get sleep until I get these results.
You said you're angry too. Who are you angry at?
You know, I am a little angry because I'm a 50-year resident in Seattle, and I've seen my city just basically go to hell. I mean, when I was young, we called it the Emerald City or the Jet City. And, you know, no longer is it the Emerald beautiful city that I grew up in. Like I said, I live in the Broadview neighborhood, which is above Carkeek Park.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my anger comes is they're camping down there, and, you know, there's needles everywhere on the trails. I don't even walk my dog down there, and I am starting to feel like, you know, they're right. And, you know, believe me, I don't begrudge them for being homeless, but I just feel that they're right remaining, you know, drug addicts and, you know, continuing to use and not wanting to get into shelters or get help. That's what angers me, that it's just continuing on, and it's almost like, you know, our council people are just feeding into the whole dilemma of, you know, the homelessness.
You bet. Well, did you hear they did a huge sweep of that Northgate encampment 2 days ago?
They did.
They offered services to scores and scores and scores of homeless people there, offered them a place to sleep, a place to get mental health counseling, to get drug treatment. One person said yes. All the rest said no. They prefer to live on the streets and live their life of addiction. And that's the challenge we face right now, Jennifer.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And what I had heard was not one. And I drive by it every day. And it's just really gross. I mean, it's got to be a biohazard. There's no, you know, porta potties in there. Although they have swept it, I'm sure that they will come back.
Oh, absolutely.
And I just don't know. I mean, our taxpayer dollars are just, we're just throwing money at it, and nothing's getting done.
Yep.
And of course, you know, I watch the news, and they have interviewed various people on the streets that have come from other cities because Seattle is kind of just a gateway city to, you know,
We are unquestionably
heroin.
Yes, we're the magnet destination in the United States for drug vagrants. Well, I'm very sorry for what you're going through, Jennifer. I'll keep a very good thought for you as you get your test results. And I'm sorry because, like you, I'm a lifetime resident of this city, and it breaks my heart to see what's happened here.
It's very sad. It's very sad, and something has to change. I don't know. It's just awful, and I just get so angry when I see, you know, Jenny Durkin wanting more money to, you know, for tax or tolling people to drive downtown, which is crazy.
Yeah, it really is. Know? Well, Jennifer, all my best to you, and we'll keep a good thought for those test results, okay?
Oh, great. Okay, thanks so much for the call, and I'm glad I could be of help to somebody.
Yeah, thank you so much. My pleasure. Jennifer is a listener to the show. She has to wait the test results from Harborview to see if the needle poke that she got had some more dire challenges ahead for her. Love to hear your thoughts. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. We have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. It is time for us to introduce a brand new feature here on the Dory Monson Show.
It's Feedback Friday with the Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
So Nicole Jennings, the other Nicole, who writes up all of our stuff on MyNorthwest.com, you also monitor all the comments on our stories and the stories that you write from the show. You're checking out Facebook, all that stuff, right?
Right.
And so what's the criteria? What does somebody have to do to be selected by you for Feedback Friday?
Well, it's sort of like writing a letter to the editor to your local newspaper.
Yeah.
So, you know, try and keep it eloquent, keep it brief, please keep it appropriate.
Brevity
and keeping it appropriate, please.
Okay, so lots of things that I talked about this week. You heard that now Jay Inslee's getting criticism because he's, in the minds of many, more focused on running for president than running the state. Something I've been telling you about for years now, Jay Inslee, our governor, is going to run for president of the United States. He confirmed it in an interview with The Atlantic magazine, which leads to a question. You'd think, Nicole, that Jay Inslee would have made the presidential announcement on our show.
You would think.
Why would he do that? We go way back.
He confirmed it for us.
We go way, way back with him. Lots of comments about Jay Inslee. Eric in Snohomish writes, if Inslee becomes president, I believe he should put his money where his mouth is and become a sanctuary candidate. He should decline the Secret Service protection and become a welcoming candidate, open to all, without hateful protection. After all, the Secret Service is probably just a big bully, just like ICE. But let me add to your comment, Eric, which I love. Take the wall down around the White House if you become president. Gary in North Bend writes, has anyone else noticed how ready Jay Inslee is to spend our hard-earned money, $1.1 billion, on the 74 orcas that live here and in B.C.? Where is B.C.'s money? Now he wants state-funded health care? Let's look at state health care. Our state's west side has made it a destination for homeless people and substance abusers who don't work, plus a sanctuary area for illegals. These people need way more medical assistance than the average person who's working and probably has health care. Now add a state coverage for those who aren't covered, paid by the working people. Sounds to me like a financial disaster. It sounds that way because it is. I talked about our city council going to New York to tell them how much we despise Amazon. Then you have the whack job local politicians who have gone to New York City to work with labor unions to demonize Amazon. As you know, Amazon is the bastion of capitalism. And our socialist Seattle City Council, if there's anything they hate it too. It's capitalism. So these union groups in New York, they've invited a couple of Seattle council members, Teresa Mosqueda and Lisa Herbold. Ooh, she's the grandma with the nose ring. Cool. They invited them to come and describe how Amazon's growth has destroyed Seattle. Well, on that topic, we heard from Grace in Marysville, who writes, it's laughable that the Seattle City Council representatives are talking about Amazon doing shady dealings in Seattle to benefit their investments in the city. What was the benefit to residents and out-of-area visitors by the Mercer Mess road configuration? I read that all the years of increased traffic and the headache on Mercer improved traffic commute times by a few minutes. And actually, no, it's made traffic commute times worse. Which city legals and leaders and their cronies financially benefited from that boondoggle? And they're criticizing Amazon? What hypocrites. And then I said this about the local girl who's become a supermodel. Homely supermodel Chrissy Teigen. She was, why do you cringe every time I say that?
She's you don't have to call homely. Her that. You just That's say just, her name. You don't have
just
to give
Chrissy
her.
Chrissy Teigen.
You're not Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. So we got an email from Mindy in Puyallup, her comment. Dory, don't criticize Chrissy Teigen's looks. Even though I don't always agree with some of your views, I still respect your opinion. However, today you were talking about how Chrissy Teigen feels the need to say how beautiful she is too much. I agree that some of the things she's doing are over the top and not always appropriate. But when you said how you're a better looking person than her, did I really say that? And made it seem like you were calling her unattractive, that made me sad. Sad because women have always been under such ridicule for our looks. Men can be overweight and still be told that they're good looking. Women have this pressure of being made to feel that if we do not have perfect skin, hair, bodies, and so much more, that we are not beautiful. I appreciate the feedback, Mindy. So that's some of our Friday feedback. I'd like hearing from all of you on all the stories we post. And the Fastest 15 is next.